On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, you'll learn why forgiving others is so vitally important to experience God's perfect love, peace, and freedom. Let's join Kenneth Copeland for this practical study in God's Word.
We're going to look at these together. John, Big John, 14, 21, and 1 John 4. 1 John 4, 16, we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. John 14, 21, he that hath my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. I will do it. But now we're back over. We have known. That means, that word translated known means to have relationship with, intimate relationship with. We have known the love of God. You knew the love of God when you got born again, because that's what did it. Amen. But it goes on to say, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. All right. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. What did he command? Have faith in God. What did he command? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says will come to pass, then he'll have what he says. But believing what you say will come to pass. And whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it. And when you pray, forgive. All of that is command. All of that is command teaching. And he said, he that has my commands, he that listens to me, and do what I say. He it is that loves me. Well, I love Jesus. Really? Huh? Do you really? Then you'll do what he says. Well, Brother Copeland, you know, I just don't know whether I can do that or not. I have tried, brother. I mean, I tried to forgive, and you know what? I tried to tithe, and I just can't. Well, is Jesus Lord or is he? That's right. And ain't nowhere in the book it says try. Nobody told you to try. He said do it. He didn't say when you stand praying, try to forgive. You're trying to work up some kind of feeling, and you're considering all of this stuff and all of that stuff. And yeah, but, you got a yeah, but list about 8 pages long. No, I forgive, as an act of my will and obedience. I don't care what my mind thinks about it. I don't care what my body feels about it. And I sure don't care what anybody else says about it. I forgive, sir, right now, this moment. As far as I'm concerned, they're forgiven. Amen. Now, feelings can just change. But I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. And I do follow orders. Amen. Now, we've tied these two things together. He that hath my commandments keepeth them, he it is that loves me. He it is that loves me. I will love him, my Father loves him, and I will manifest myself to him. Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more, or you any more, or me any less, or you any less, and there ain't nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you. Now, things he doesn't approve of and things that grieve him, but he still loves you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, so what is he saying here? I will love him. He it is that loves me. I will love him. The key to it there is, I will manifest myself to him. We're there. Yeah, he's always there. Never leave you nor forsake you. But there's a difference in his being there and his manifesting himself while he's there. And this is the process by which he manifests himself. And this is the process that the devil can't stop. This is what sets in motion the Father that dwelleth within. He does the works. And the Father that dwelleth within is greater than he that's in the world. And he's in you. And he's in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you getting this? Are you excited about this as I am? Oh. This has been growing in me. And just growing and growing and growing in me for many, many, many years. But it has, it seems to me like, oh, over the last several months, and particularly the last 6 months, it's just gotten bigger than ever. It's just bigger. Whoa, it's just, I'm bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. And it's just the love of God. And his desire to be involved in every word, every detail, every cell of your being. Do you remember in Romans 12, first chapter says that I beseech you, brethren, to offer your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable in the Lord. This is your reasonable service. Huh? It's kind of funny there that he starts out, offer it as a sacrifice. I'll accept it. I call it holy. And I will accept it. That's a deal. That is a deal. And Ephesians 5:30. We are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Now think about this a moment. He took our sickness, disease, sin. He took our bodies. He bought them. Took them, bought them, paid for them. He took them, this thing, and gave us his. And one afternoon, after a considerable amount of time in prayer, I was praying on several different things, and healing and for several different people, including myself, including Gloria. There's a lot of family things here and so forth. I've been praying there for a good while, praying in the Spirit. And I heard this, son, don't forget. I sacrificed my body and gave it to you. Now, you, and he called me to remembrance. The day that I did Romans 12 run, I mean, for real. In order to renew my mind, I stopped calling this my body. I began calling it my living sacrifice in which I live. It belongs to him. Now, this took a moment of faith and a rebuking of sin consciousness. Now, you know the scripture. Does the scripture say this body belongs to Jesus? It does, does it? Does it say it's been bought and paid for by Him? It's not our own, it's His. Then this is a body of Christ. It belongs to Him and it contains Christ, the person. It contains Christ, the anointed. It contains Christ, the anointing. We are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. So this is a body of Christ. Now you get you hit your choke point right there if you don't get back over on the love of God. I believe the love. I believe the love. I said I believe the love. Well, all right. Let's go back to the Gospel of John. Will you believe the word? That was pretty poor. Will you believe the word?
Yes.
17th chapter of John. Is Jesus Lord or not?
Yes,
yes He is. Is He your Lord?
Yes.
I didn't ask you if He's your Savior. Is He your Lord?
Yes.
He is Commander in Chief. Amen. Look at verse 20. Now, you understand that this Jesus began to pray this just moments away from the Garden of Gethsemane and then onto the cross. Verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. He was praying this there at that final Passover supper, and those surrounding him there were the 12. And at this point, 11 of them. Judas was out of the room. He's gone. Now, everybody in this room, directly or indirectly, believed on the Lord Jesus Christ through their word. So I take that personally. He's praying for me. I'm in this prayer. I believe Jesus adhered to Mark 11:24. He didn't pray anything here he didn't desire. And whatsoever thing he desired when he prayed, he must have believed he received it. Amen? Well, I'm part of this. I'm part of this prayer. He was praying this for me. So, I have decided to go through this prayer and believe I receive. Amen. And I was doing that one day. And I'll tell you what, you may come across some religious choke points here if you, I don't know. Yeah, okay, but that was the 12. No, there wasn't but 11. Oh, yeah, okay, well, that was the 11. Oh, no, but yeah, but there's verse 20. Oh, man. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you've given me. They're yours and they're mine. I'm glorified in them. No, wait a minute. No, Jesus, you're glorified in us. Okay. Now no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your own name those whom you have given me, that they may be one even as we are. Yes, I believe I received that. Well, I kept doing that, and I kept doing that. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Yes, glory to God, I believe I received that. I'm separated from that world system, and I've been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Amen. Verse 21, that they all may be one, that you, Father, in me and I in thee, and that they may be one in us, and the world may believe that you've sent me. Oh, yes, amen. And the glory which thou gave me, I have given them. Huh? And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Okay, I believe I receive it. Glory to God. That they may be one, even as we are one. We are one. We are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and, parentheses, that the world may know that you have loved them as you loved me. The world is supposed to know that God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. They're supposed to know this. And sin consciousness just shudders to think about it. Oh, but Jesus was, Jesus never sinned, and he's the spotless, wonderful, holy Son of God. In his eyes, so are you. In his eyes, so am I. I believe I receive that. Then that last verse, that is so astounding and so rich and so empowering. When you stand praying, forgive. Verse 26, I have declared unto them your name and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them and I in them. And of course, Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That the same love wherewith God the Father loved spotless, sinless, absolute, perfect man is, not only does he love you and me that way, he has entrusted that same love on that same level in your spirit under your command. You have the same authority to forgive. Forgive them, Father. Oh, what words. But that same love is in you right now.
Yes.
That same healing power, that same delivering word, that same loveliness, that same glory. Ha ha, don't forget the glory. We just read that too. That's in the package. Oh, you need to go through the Bible and find out about the glory. Whoa, that's in you. It's in there. This is the glorious gospel.
Yes.
This is the glorious word. Hallelujah. Yes. And it is in you right now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory.
May I ask you again, what are you waiting on? What are you afraid of? Your Father loves you just as much as He did Jesus and does Jesus and ever will love Jesus. He loves you just as much and will forever love you just as much. I'm talking about just as much.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for this revelation.
Whew. You need to go to the biggest room in your house. Get outside. You put three or four coats on and get out in the yard. And just get at one end of it and you say, God loves me just as much as He does Jesus. God loves me. God loves Kenneth. God loves Gloria. God loves, He loves my family. He loves me. He has blessed me. I am blessed and well and highly favored. Glory to God. Jesus loves me. And the love of God that He loved Jesus with is on the inside of me. And I forgive. I forgive. Oh, I forgive. Oh, I forgive the Democrats. Oh, I forgive the Republicans. Oh, I forgive everybody. I forgive everybody. I forgive everybody. I forgive everybody that ever despitefully used or persecuted me. And you find out what it does inside of you. Fear will roll up like a ball and roll out of there. Perfected love casteth out fear. Faith alone will not cast out fear. Faith full of perfected love casteth out fear. Time to shout amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Now can you see it? When you stand praying, forgive. He didn't put that first. He put have faith in God first, but He closed it with forgive. Hey, that's the biggest part of the prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because nothing else in the whole prayer, having faith in God, none of the rest talking to the mountain, none of the rest of it will work. But the love and the glory of God is on the inside of you to get it done. All you have to do is obey and say, sir, yes, sir, I forgive now. And then you see that person. Here they come. Here they come. And on the inside, you're going. Oh, and then you sit down and write me a letter. Oh, Brother Copeland, I didn't know what's wrong. I thought I forgave them. You did. And they have nothing to do with the way you feel now or then.
That's right.
Those are just symptoms.
That's right.
You practiced that for a while. So the symptoms in your flesh are still there. Your flesh still wants to respond the same way it ever did. So you know what to do? Put your flesh in its place. Say, no, flesh, uh-uh, no, no. Stop right there. Amen. And if there's a problem there, just shut your mouth and say, I forgive. Glory to God. I'm a forgiver. I'm not a criticizer. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. Amen. Well, amen. Did you get anything out of this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
In the midst of scores of lifestyle messages, only one delivers on the life-changing promise.
Love the Lord your God with all.
The Word promises an understanding of love that is so comprehensive and practical that it enables you to live free.
And I'll help you.
In the teaching series, A Lifestyle of Love, Living Free from Strife and Offense, Kenneth Copeland reveals God's Word on a lifestyle that promises victory every day and what it means for love to be able to conquer all, even the strife in your life.
He's doing His best to put us in a position
to live a sin-free life.
Available on DVD or audio compact disc, this teaching is the biblical answer to man's hunger for a love that works at home, in the workplace, in every relationship. For yourself, for everyone in your life, immerse yourself in teaching grounded in the greatest commandment. Begin living a lifestyle of love today. A Lifestyle of Love by Kenneth Copeland is available on CD for $12.99 or on DVD for $16.99. A Lifestyle of Love will teach you how to love by choice and help you live free from being in strife and being offended. Order your copy today. For more teachings from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. For an additional 10% off, order your copy online.
Now, God loves everybody the same. He don't love me any more or you any more or me any less or you any less. And there ain't nothing you can do to make him stop loving you. You can't. He'd have to not be loved to quit loving you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.
This message today on living in God's perfected love was part two of what Brother Copeland taught last week. So if you missed that, you can go to our website, kcm.org, and view it there when you click on media. But let's close this broadcast today by taking a moment just to activate an important truth that we've heard. Forgiving others is a vital key to living in the love of God for your life. So if someone is coming to your mind right now that you haven't forgiven, why don't you just do it? Do it right now. Say their name out loud and then say, Father, I am obeying your instructions and I choose by faith to forgive them the same way that you forgave me. Say, you don't hold anything against me. I don't hold anything against them. Thank you for your perfected love at work in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is an important step to living in the freedom of God and experiencing the joy of the Lord. Thanks so much for watching today. Join us again soon. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.